Okay, if you have like an apple that's all dried up, you say, what does an apple do when it dries
shrinks.
Up?
Shrinks. Shrinks.
All right, yeah. And those kind of vegetables, oh, we've done that. Okay, what do you do when you take the beans out of?
You shell them, or shell the butter beans, or you string the string beans. When you string the string beans, you pop the ends off, and usually a string will come out the side of the bean. And after that is done, you break the beans to the length that you want to cook them.
Now that would maybe not be stringy.
Stringing beans.
I've never strung them.
Is that right?
Yeah. And when you take the tops of turnips and cook them,
you have turnip salad. Turnip salad.
Oh, you'd call it turnip salad even if you cook it?
The tops of turnips?
Yeah.
Sure. That's turnip salad or turnip greens.
Huh.
And they're delicious cooked separately or cooked together. My wife can cook the best.
I think she's a pretty good cook, huh?
I know she is. She is a country girl from the word go.
Boy, oh boy. I wish I knew how to cook like that. Mm.
She doesn't go by the cookbook like the majority of the young girls do today. She cooks, when she gets in the kitchen, she judges it herself. And each thing that she cooks, she knows just exactly what to put in it.
That's lucky for you.
She doesn't measure anything. Unless she's baking a cake. Now, I've seen her measure when she's baking a cake.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But when she's cooking vegetables or anything like that, she really knows how to cook.
Okay, if you have, stuff you put in salads.
You have salad dressing.
Okay, and the green stuff.
The green, you can put anything in salads that you wish. It depends on the type of salad you want to make. Lettuce, carrots, radishes.
And if you have two bunches of lettuce, you say you have?
Two heads of lettuce.
Okay. If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had?
14 kids.
Okay, or how much would that be like?
A house full.
All right. Would you ever say a passel?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it used that way, but I've never used it that
way.
Yeah.
What else would you say? I haven't heard passel too much either.
No, people don't use that too much. I've heard them say a house full or the number.
Mm-hmm.
There was a large family in my dad's side of the family. My grandpa had 14 children. And they really had a ball. All of them were... They were good at anything they did. They worked in the field a lot on the farm, and they worked at home. And all of my aunts could bake in the kitchen, or they could bake like nobody's business.
Oh, heck. What kind of corn do you eat on the cob?
You can eat any kind of corn that grows on the cob. It depends on how you want, how you fix it as to whether it's on the cob or not. You can take white corn, or you can take yellow corn and boil it on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really delicious.
And have you ever heard of mutton corn?
Mutton?